Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuningizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. Blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Wednesday Live, the name of the show. Thank you so much to Johan Els about coffee. No comments. It being nice or not, no comments. It's no longer in the corridors, man. You used to find so many people in the corridors, ne? Okay. I come only once when it is during the day. So there's not much, many people in the corridors. But hey, it's just an observation of coming once during the day. That would be on a Wednesday, like today I was here. But most of the time I'm here in the evening, so there is virtually no one. So when I came in here, there's no one. The place was locked and armed. You know, so yeah, but I don't think the coffee is there anymore. I don't think many people drink coffee anymore. Well, Stephen, when he used to have an office here, when he was here, he would cook his own coffee there, and it would be smelling all over the corridors, you know. Yeah, but it's no longer there. Ish, yeah. Anyway, we trust the Father will do you good. We're going to be joined by Muruti Karabamrak and also Pastor Samuel Kabamba, and we are touching on a base. It's talk radio as we speak. Let me start this with Mabongi Mabaso. I don't know if you remember him. So he started, and I always said, you know, when an artist is hungry, put her in a studio, you're going to get something wonderful. But that was my theory then, because we used to record quite a lot of artists. And then I said this about this lady, but she continues to be hungry for more. And she's a blessing. But this song is just amazing. Listen.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Beautiful song indeed there, the music of Mabongi Mabaso. Tama is the name of the song. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout up to 8 o'clock Wednesday Live, the name of the show. And then I will be talking to Muruti Karabomraka. He's already on the line. Muruti, greetings to you and welcome.
Greetings, my beloved. And thank you for welcoming me.
I trust you are well.
I'm well, thank you. And I trust you are also well.
I am well. You know, the way we talk, I remember these other guys in Parliament. You know, when you go in, people must explore this. If you get into communication, please get into actualities or news programs, and then you will have a time of your life. Well, the money is not good, but I'm just saying that then in Parliament, some people who really don't like each other.
Yeah.
They would be saying, the other one said, I trust you are well, but you're saying it sarcastically. And the other one says, yeah, well, I trust you well too. And everybody knows that, oh, these two, they don't like each other. It would be such a laughter. But how's family? Is family well? My beloveds, are they well?
Yeah, no. Everyone is well. We thank God for his hand of grace. And yeah, we are inquiring the same. Salutations from your side regarding your family.
We are well, Mruti. They came back from Durban. Everything is fine now.
Praise God.
Everything is fine. We also have Pastor Samuel Kabamba on the line. Mruti, greetings to you. Welcome.
Yeah, greetings to you too. Thank you very much for having us again tonight. We are so blessed and the Lord is so good. I want to greet Muruti Muraka and greet all our listeners, and a big thank you to Radio Pulpit.
Are you well, sir? We haven't you were tired last week, by the way.
Yes, I was tired last week. I'm fine.
You're fine now. Oh, that's good.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
We were talking about this, me and Pastor Muraka, and we were saying, driving from Cape Town.
It's not a short distance. 1.4 kilometers is something.
Yeah. 1,004. Yes.
Yeah, drive it is not a game.
Yeah. I know. At some stage, as a young man, you know, working at the SABC, they would give me a car, and then I would say, oh, I'm saving money, I'm going there, you know. When I will drive sunrise and sunset.
In sunset, yes.
And when you arrive there, you don't want to drive around anymore. You're tired.
You just get there and you want to just rest and sleep.
Yeah,
you
absolutely. But I'm happy you're back and safe. Thank you so much.
Sir.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Much blessings to the family also, Mruti.
Thank you.
All right. And tonight we are talking about the sovereignty and divine control of our Father. Sovereignty and His divine control, His supreme authority. You know, what it is even all about. And as the church, do we talk about this? Or have we let this slide into oblivions? Let me use this word. Where no one is saying anything about it until it becomes something that is like unknown. You know, something that... one basically never talks about quite properly. And when we speak of His divine control and His sovereignty, what do we imply? What should it mean to us? And what are the things that we need to be careful about? When is He in control? And when is it when we have usurped authority and we are on our own? It's also something to look into. When is it when we have usurped authority and we are doing things on our own? You know, it happens that then people would be governing themselves, you know, and doing what they want and all those kinds of things. I remember at some stage the president of South Africa went overseas and left a particular minister to be an interim president. And in that day, South Africa invaded another country. Okay, I'm a history student, so maybe you don't know these things. But, you know, this does not suspend the president from having control. The one who has been placed there is fulfilling the executive authorities of that. And so is the church with regards to the control that the Father has given, you know, to administer. Anyway, we are looking into that, and I trust the Father will just do us good and bless us so much in a mighty way. I'm looking at Genesis 11, verses 9. It says, therefore its name is called Babel, because there the Elohim confused the language of all the earth. And from there, the Elohim scattered them abroad all over the face of the earth. And this shows the control of the Father. You know, when man had usurped authority and doing his own thing, and the Father scattered him into his own will, his own control. And in Exodus chapter 14, verses 4, then I will harden Pharaoh's heart, so that he will pursue them, and I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Elohim, and they did so. His control. He's in control. His control is about his will. And it is about himself making us aware that he is the divine authority. And I don't know how many times do we submit to this, because we come with our education, with our histories and all those kinds of things and our degrees. And I don't know if we really yield to his control. Now, when you look into 2 Samuel 17:14, so Absalom and all the men of Yasharal said, the advice of Hushai, the Architect, is better than the advice of Ahithophel. For the Elohim had purposed to defeat the good advice of Ahithophel to the intent that the Elohim might bring disaster on Absalom. When Absalom started to pursue his own authority, and then the father stepped in. And I call it an intervention. Many say it's a divine an intervention. His will is also interventive to stop some of the things that would lead to our eventual disaster, and then to take us back into his ways. It's like a driver who controls a bus. We're talking about that. Now, the church today, the churches of the saints today, let me speak it that way. The churches of the saints today, are they under the control, the divine control of the Father, or under the control of their founders and constitutions and the goals and persuasions that they come up with every year? And when we look into ourselves as believers, would we say we yield to the divine control and authority of the Father every time and every day? And when it comes to the divine control and will of the Father, it means there are things that he would do even through us to bring us into his will, to effectuate his reign or his sovereignty in the earth, or in the world, or in the system. But are we keen towards that? I have seen at some stage, and this is an argument that is there, and many scholars are arguing it, that the state, and I'm not talking about South Africa, you know, but the state in the West, especially in the 1940s, 1950s, and 60s, right up to the 1980s, I suppose, had taken control of the church. Instead of vice versa, had taken control of the church. Those who were in the clergy were paid by the state. They had to perpetuate the philosophy of the state. Imagine if the philosophy of the state was wicked and the philosophy of the state was contrary to the will of the Father. What would happen to that country? You know? So we're touching things like that. I trust the Father will do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, I tell you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Let me start with you, Muruti Mraka. When we talk about the sovereignty and divine control of our Father, what are we implying?
Thank you, my brother.
You're welcome.
And greetings to Pastor Kabamba and the listeners of Radio Pulpit. One greets in the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. And coming to the topic, what do we mean about the sovereignty and the divine control or divine ruling of the Father or rulership of the Father? when we talk sovereign, we are talking supreme control or supreme rule. In other words, there is no ruler or anyone who exercises control above the one who is sovereign. And, of course, when we say divine control, we are talking about the control being exercised by Elohim, by God. So, God exercises his rulership over his creation according to his plan, his design, his counsel. And his counsel, his design, his plan is according to what he wants. Not any other one. It is what he as Elohim wants. And that is what we call his will. So, ever since the anointed cherub rebelled against God and he effected a rebellion of human beings against God, these two groups, that is the spiritual being of the heavens with those unclean spirits that they have propagated, as well as human beings, they have been doing things which they want, which are against what God wants. However, the devil, who is this anointed cherub, is not equal to God. In other words, even as he opposes God, he's not equal to him. We ourselves, when as human beings we oppose God, we are not equal to him. We are always, all because of being the creatures of God, we are all below him. And therefore, it does not matter what we do. It does not matter what the devil does. We cannot usurp the sovereignty of God. We cannot usurp the divine control. Whatever we do does not disadvantage God. As his creation, if we do things that are contrary to his will, we are hating ourselves. As far as the devil and the angels who have followed him and their produce of unclean spirits, they can't even undo their judgment and their verdict. Because the Messiah in Matthew chapter 25 told us this, that the lake of fire was prepared for the devil and his angels. That is their final, final destination. Many of us, especially as you were asking about the churches of the saints, hold this wrong view that when the devil does what he's doing, which is malicious, it's like God is absent, or he's looking another direction and does not see what the devil is doing. I'm not yet even talking to us as human beings. That is why many times when we are attacked by the devil, the notion would be, why is God not doing something about it? And even those who, when challenged about doing the will of God against what the devil is pushing them to do, they will even ask questions like, why is God not destroying the devil once and for all? It is because we do not understand that the verdict has gone out. He has not yet been arrested. And the word of God tells us clearly, when is he going to be arrested and thrown finally into the lake of fire? Now, when it comes to human beings, ever since our father, Adam, and his wife sinned against Elohim, we have also come under that judgment, that verdict. However, because of his love, he sent his son to come and taste our verdict on our behalf, that if we trust in him, the son, that is Yeshua HaMashiach, we will become children of God. In other words, the verdict will be reversed and we will be under a path now leading us to the benefit which the Heavenly Father wanted for us. And therefore, anything and everything which is happening in our lives, whether we are obedient or disobedient, is subject to the plan which our Heavenly Father has made exposed, revealed, which was a mystery in the times of the eon. And that plan is the plan of salvation, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So, whatever we are doing as those that reject the gospel, we are still under the sovereign control of Abba. In that, according to his plan, if we reject his donation to us, his gracious gift, we are going to end up in the lake of fire together with the devil and his angels. But if we put our reliance upon the Messiah to lift the control of sin over our lives, we become children of God. And once children of God, when we walk according to what he reveals as his will for us, we are being matured into his sons, we are being perfected, and also we are being sanctified. It's a process of being sanctified until the Messiah comes to collect us, and we will be forever and ever with him. That is the main plan of which his sovereign rule is overseeing. And yet, it must be clear, and I'm going to read now, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, from verse 1. Therefore, since we have this service, as we have taken mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God trickily, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every human being's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose thoughts the God of this aeon has blinded, who do not believe, lest the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, radiate to them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your slaves for Jesus Christ's sake. Now, I'm showing there, I believe, as the Lord really hammers this in my heart, that many of the things that are going wrong are being puppet mastered by the God of this aeon. Who is this God of this aeon? Ephesians chapter 2 calls him the prince or the ruler of the authority of the air, the spirit which works or effectuates in the sons of and persuadedness. So, it's like an umbrella is above us. That umbrella is the sovereign control of the Elohim. Mm. But under this umbrella, there is a responsibility to us human beings to respond to the counsel of God, to the plan of God, to his will. And once we have responded and continue to respond the correct way, his divine control makes sure that what he has promised will ultimately manifest, even though we may go through many, many years, and it might even seem as the devil would be whispering that God has forgotten us. He has abandoned us. He is not interested in what we do. He is a God who is withdrawn from the affairs of human beings. It is not so. Above us is this covering, a cloud of control that the Father makes sure that his plan will ultimately be brought to fruition.
I hear you quite well, Muruti. Thank you so much for that. If you just joined us, welcome to it. We are touching base and talking about the sovereignty and control of the Elohim, of our Heavenly Father. What is the sovereignty and control of the Father? The divine control and sovereignty of the Father, what is it all about? And today, how do we respond to that? How do we respond to that? How has our attitudes become towards that? Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Do we still
submit ourselves to the authority of the Most High, or we have formed our own authorities. Now, when I use the word usurp, I know it's a bit, you know, but yes, indeed, at times one has to check as to whether we had now established our own authorities. The children of Yasharal said to Samuel at some stage, we need a king. We need a king just like the other nations. You know, someone and something they can control. And to a great extent, they had that to their disaster. Now, when we touch on this, it touches many aspects of life, even today. What is the divine control of the Father with regards to school-going children? What is it that he wants the church to teach to school-going children? What is it that the Father's control is all about with regards to the newlyweds, you know? Just for example, what is it? Is the control and divine sovereignty of the Father over those who are in the workforce. These are the things we need to look into. Are we finding the workforce knowing about the Father and his control, his leadership, his guidance, and what he wants to be done? In the political field, what is the divine control and sovereignty of the Father all about? When we look into the political sphere, would we be able to say, indeed, this aspect is aware of this because the church has made that known? Hey, I wonder, Nami, dear Wandarisha.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit yakha umzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Awuzeke. And of course, let me talk to you, Pastor Sam. And before you talk, you can send us WhatsApps 0826572729. You can drop us also a voice note there. I saw a voice note, Mankosi. I saw that. Real appreciate. And my friend, I saw also that. Godfrey, I saw also that. I saw the WhatsApps also. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Kurs. Thank you so much to Eshla. I saw this. We will play them. Now, let me bring this to you then. When we talk, Pastor Sam, and I want to look into 2 Samuel, I've looked at 2 Kings, because your rage against me and your tumult have come up to my ears. Therefore, I will put my hook in your nose and my bridle in your lips. And I will turn you back by the way you came. The father here is talking to Yasharal, who is hurling insults on him in their speeches, in the way they do things, in the way they've been going on, in some of the acculturations, you know. And this in itself, he says, it has come up to my ears. And therefore, I will exert an intervention. You know. It's like saying, I will show you who I am. You know, do we, and as I've said, in these disciplines that we have, the educational disciplines, do we have the sovereign control and divine control of the Father, his sovereignty and reign? Do they know about this, Pastor Sam?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. And it's very interesting to know that first of all, talking about the sovereignty, it's something that you need, as you just mentioned before. Are we really talking about it? Are we really teaching the people about it? Or it's something that you just put maybe in a drawer, we just forget about it? Or it is something that has to be of our interest today? You know, even when it comes to discipleship, we need to come to the place whereby we teach more about the Father, making him known to the people in such a way that when they turn left, they see the Father. When they turn right, they see the Father. Whatever they are, they see the Father. That means they cannot go without him. Because there is one thing that I would like to say, that the Father is God with or without us. He does not really need us for him to be God. He is God by himself. He has made, he has come to existence by himself. That means us, whatever we do, as Moruti Moraka says, whatever we do, whatever the devil does, he does not change who the Father is. He's not feeling anything in terms of his nature. He remains the Father, and he does what pleases him. That nobody can tell him what to do. He does what is good for himself. But whatever he does, it's always good for his people. Because he does something in order to bring us closer and closer to him and have a mind of him and know him in whatever ways. Now, his sovereignty, as we can call it, is the rulership of him to be above everything that he has created. That means there's nothing that can contradict him. There's nothing that can go in, can challenge him, or there's nothing that can go in fight with him. That means nothing can come and try to stop him or to challenge him in a way. Nothing. Because he's above everything. That is what you call when it comes to the sovereignty of God. Now, there's something that you mentioned now when it comes to our education and whatever. Do we see that? The problem is, first of all, the Father is not in control, not that the Father is not in it, yeah. But the bottom line is we are not. We are the people supposed to bring the Father in a way so that the people may have the knowledge of him. We do not bring it to the school. We do not bring him to the place whereby everything has to be under his control. But that does not mean that whatever we do is not aware of that. It does not mean that whatever we do is not above. Someone says something that says God is everywhere, the Father is everywhere, but the truth of the matter is he might not act the same way wherever we can find ourselves. But he's everywhere. He's in control of everything. He can just come into and do whatever pleases him. And he does it, and nobody will question him. Say, why did you do that? He can do whatever pleases him. Now, it is important, especially for us as believers, as sons and daughters of God, to come to that place of making our Father know in a way that wherever we are in contact with people, people need to know that we are not just people, a bunch of people that come together on a certain Sunday or a certain whatever, but we are truly a church that himself has said in the book of Matthew 16, when he says that I shall build my church and the gates of hell will never prevail. Now, the knowledge of him, especially the knowledge of the Son, the Messiah presented himself to the people, said, who do you say that I am? Or who do people say that I am? Mm. You know, there was so many answers that were given. And the answers were, you are John the Baptist, you are Jeremiah, Elijah, and you are one of the prophets. That were good. Mm. And that's a kind of a situation where we're finding ourselves today. We have that kind of knowledge that we don't know nothing. We don't know much about who we are following. And if we cannot know the Son, that we will never know the Father. Because the one who revealed the Father is the Son. Now, we have to come to the place whereby we get to know the Son. Now, in our churches, we teach many things, but the Son. Mm. We don't teach the Son. We don't manage. We don't come to that place of making people know who the Son is. Because why am I saying that? Because one day, when the Messiah said, I'm going to the Father, and I shall come, there was a question that was asked to him by Thomas and also Philip. They said, where are you going? Who is the Father? Who is the Father? Show us the Father. And he told them, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. That means whoever has accepted me and has come to know me has seen the Father, because I've come not to present anything else, but I've come to teach you and to show you who the Father is. Mm. In other words, I've come to present to you the authority that the Father has. That's why even when he was about to send the disciples, said in the book of Matthew 28, even in the book of Mark 16, he says what? He says, all authority have been given unto me. in heaven and on earth. Now I'm telling you, go there in the world. That means you don't go empty. You are going with the same authority that I've received from above. And then when you start understanding that, when it comes to the authority or to come to the sovereignty of God, there is no match in it. There's nobody who can say, hey, you cannot do this. Because it's not from this world. It's from above. And nothing of what we see that we can touch, even what we cannot touch, has come into existence without him. I mean, it is very important. No, today, I think today or yesterday, I heard someone, then I even laughed actually. There was this preacher, he was preaching about the devil. He was talking about the seven ways or the seven whatever things of the devil. And then he came to that place whereby I even laughed. He said, you people, you are playing with the devil. The devil has been into existence, into his own career. Actually, the way he put it, he said, he's been into his career for 6,000 years. That means he knows men ins and out. Don't play with the devil. Then it was something that it was posted in a group of pastors and preachers and all that. Then I responded, and I just put and say, okay, what about Christ? What about the Father who has been into his career for eternity? If someone has got a beginning and an end, why am I going to waste my time trying to know who he is and what he can do? Well, there is a Father who has been there from eternity. Why can't I just spend time teaching people about the Father who has been into eternity, trying to understand how did he come about? That will make us even have that sense of awe. Because when you start understanding where the Father came from, in a way, when you know the authority he has, nobody has given it to him. He has never been voted by anyone. He will never be voted out of power. That means he controls everything. If I can come to know him, who is the devil? What is all these angels and whatever demons that we can talk about? Do I need to know them? No, I don't need to do that. Now, you see that people don't teach who the Father is and where he's seated. But they want to teach people about the devil, who happened to be a creature, that who is not even as powerful as our Father is. Now, we try many times to praise the devil, to magnify him in such a way that I think even himself is surprised. He said, where are these people taking me? Because I'm not what they're saying. They are elevating me in such a way that the one who's supposed to be bigger and greater and mightier and he is the God, not me. He is him, not me. That he is surprised the way we call him, the way we call him at night, the way we pray, the devil is here, the devil is there. It's like we are magnifying him in such a way that he's even wondering, hey, am I in South Africa now? Am I in Brazil? I mean, why everyone is talking about me while I'm not everywhere? You know, this is the problem when it comes to the sovereignty of God. Is everywhere. He controls everything. He can act in South Africa at the same time he acts in Europe at the same moment. Why the devil cannot do the same? The devil cannot act at the same time in Africa, the same time in Europe. No. We can even go further just to broaden our mind. If the devil is in house A, he cannot be in house B at the same time. No. Because if he can be in house A and house B at the same time, it means he has become now omnipresent. That means now he has the power, he's got the power like God, or the Father. No, he does not have. Now, we magnify him too much in such a way that he himself is surprised, as I was saying. Now, the sovereignty of God means what? It means that God rules over everything, that he is in control of everything, he knows everything, is everywhere at the same time, and he has got all the power.
I hear you. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And we need to hear from you as to what you make of this, the very issue and aspect of the divine control and sovereignty of the Father. And have we gone on as believers these days to make light of it, you know? To disregard it.
to put it on a shelf in terms of what the Father commands us with regards to this? And do we still teach even our own brothers and sisters about the authority of the Most High? And if we don't do this, rebellion is going to rise even far much more. That is inevitable. And many people would say, if you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth, then tell us, what is the Father saying? Right now, massive natural happenings are taking place. And many people are saying, wow, these are reaching biblical proportions. Rivers are getting dry, voices are heard, sounds are heard, and all that. And what is the control of the Father all about when things are becoming like this and people are becoming perplexed and afraid? But what is the control of the Father? Are we able to say he's in control and he says, fear not, I will hold you up with my righteous right hand? Or do we go and say, oh no, looks like he doesn't love us anymore? These are the things, you know, at times I think about. Right, Muruti Muraka, I'll bring this to you just after this.
For real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Radiopulpit.co.za and Radio Pulpit 657 AM. You can listen to us live, and we are talking about the sovereignty and divine control of the Father. The sovereignty and divine control of the Father. We want to actually, you know, get into a conversation where we talk about this, where we say, okay, then what is the divine control and sovereignty of the Father even all about? These days, what have we come to make of it? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Muruti Muraka, let me bring this to you. And I am looking at Job. And this is just to, you know, to marvel. Every time when I would look at this verse, I would just marvel at his power. You know, I would just marvel at his authority and massive, immense power. It says in Job chapter 12, verses 19, he leads princes away plundered and overthrows the mighty. He leads princes away plundered and overthrows the mighty. And I look at the powers that are ruling the systems today. You know, the powers that be. And then I just imagine also the power of the Most High when he says, princes he leads away in plunder. Princes he leads away in plunder and overthrows the mighty. That is how he's controlled. That's how deep. That's how powerful. That's just the spectacle of it. And we don't seem to be talking much about that. Instead, we are perplexed. Muruti Muraka, maybe I'm wrong, man. Muruti?
Yeah. I am not wrong, my brother. I think we are all concerned about this, even as the Holy Spirit opens our eyes to really realize what's happening. And maybe let me go at it this way. We have come where we have listened to the lies which have been propagated in the world. that the church must be separate from the state, and that they are two entities.
Yes.
Whereas the reality is this, the church is not a certain organization.
Yeah.
It is those that have been called out of darkness into the light, into the kingdom of the Christ.
Mm.
And having been called into the kingdom of the Christ, we are not taken out of the world where these other systems are operating. We are supposed to shine the light which we are now in Christ. And as we shine it through our fine works, those who are in darkness will see that these are the works of the Father. They are done through the Father. There's something which Prof. Kabamba spoke earlier on, and when he was speaking, I was remembering this statement of Paul, which says about the Father that he is in all, through all, and over all.
Mm.
You see, he has to be revealed, and he can be revealed by the light of which we are in Christ. And the whole business which we have is to propagate Christ as he is. Who is the Christ we are talking? The anointed one we are talking. And that is what we need as the church to present forth. Because Christ means the anointed one.
Mm.
And we have talked about Satan. He was the anointed cherub. He has not lost that anointing.
Mm.
And the priests were anointed ones. The kings were anointed ones. The prophets were anointed ones. What is it about the anointing? Many times we misrepresent what anointing is. And I'm talking about that application, that process. It is actually assigning authority and ability to someone by another who is above that one. And you are assigned authority and ability to carry out the will of the one who is in control over you. Now we are talking about the sovereignty and the divine control. In other words, the Father is the one who is in control, and the Father has assigned the authority and the ability to govern the heavens and the earth to Jesus.
Mm.
And when Jesus left, he said, stay in Jerusalem until you have been immersed in the Holy Spirit. And when you are immersed and he has come upon you, you will take ability. In other words, you have got the authority, and now you will be receiving ability. For what? To be witnesses. In other words, those that testify to the fact that Yeshua means Nazareth, the one of Nazareth, not any other one, is the one kind of a son. Inasmuch as the Father has talked about sons of God, even in Psalm 82, he says, I have called you Elohim, you are sons of God, all of you. There is a unique Son of God. That's why they would say you are the Christ, the Son of God. the Son of God. In other words, occupying a position of authority. In other words, everything that the Father is and wants to exercise, he has delegated to his Son, this only one Son, who is unique. That is why the book of Hebrews is mainly concentrating on revealing him. How is he unique as compared to the angels? The angels are below him. For a little while he was below the angels, but they are below him. The very man that every Jew regards highly, Moses, is only an attendant in the house. But Yeshua Mitzareth is the son, is the owner of the house which is building, of which we are that house. So, and the Father has said something. He said, hear him.
Mm.
In other words, obey him. We have run away from that simple, simple injunction of hearing the Messiah. And if one looks at John chapter 8, and one reads it slowly and meditates on it and meticulous, one will realize there are people who believed in the Messiah there. And he was trying to show them something, but they were stubborn. And we are like them. We are stubborn. He said to them, if you my word, you abide in my word, you will be truly my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will liberate you. And what did they say? Why do you say we will be liberated? We have never been slaves. And then he shows them, anyone who sins is a slave to sin. If the Son liberates you, you shall truly be liberated. They move away from there. They tell him they have been Abraham's descendants. And he said, but if you were like Abraham, you would know me, you would obey me. I'm paraphrasing. And they keep on arguing until he says, I see what my Father is doing and that's what I do. But you do what you hear from your Father. Very two things that are different. He says, and the seeing, he's speaking about it. Even when he's looking at people, as he was here on earth, looking at people, he was seeing what the Father is doing. But what were they doing? They were hearing their own thinking, their own thoughts. Where do those thoughts come from? They come from the liar, the father of lies.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.